Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
"168 Hours. You Have More Time Than You Think," by Laura Vanderkam, read by Elizabeth London. Introduction. Tuesday, July 14th, 2009 was a good day. I opened my apartment door around 7 a.m. to find my Wall Street Journal delivered with my byline in it. My 2-year-old son Jasper woke up around the same time. We played with puzzles and had breakfast before I put him in the stroller at 8 and walked in the easy sunshine to his preschool 2 blocks away. I spent the next 4 hours writing. Then I logged 45 minutes on the stationary bike, reading a book I needed to review to make the most of that time. After, I wrote for 3 more hours. I packed snacks for Jasper and picked him up shortly after 4 p.m., intending to take him to an exhibit I'd read about at the Museum of Modern Art. Alas, the museum was closed, as it is every Tuesday, so we had to regroup, buy a pretzel from a street vendor, and admire the more realist art of the Fifth Avenue bustle. At least during the expedition, we found the new pair of sneakers he'd needed. We got home at 5:30 and played until the babysitter came an hour later. Then I zoomed out to Brooklyn to run a long-range planning meeting for the Young New Yorkers Chorus, for which I serve as president. My board talked about how to commission new music, how to improve our musical craft, and how to make people feel at home in this grand city. I zipped home and spent 45 minutes talking with my husband, Michael, about our projects and potential names for the second son we were expecting in 2 months. It was roughly a 17-hour day by the time I went to sleep, with 8 spent working. 0.75 of those.